Sanderson. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, September 1st, 1901. Dr. Sanderson.
This morning I have read the report of our interview, and I see there are some things that are liable to be misunderstood. In what I said about Dr. Rands being a capable manager, I did not have in mind the management of business affairs. That is not the work of a physician. But in the medical work, the educational work, and the spiritual work of the medical association throughout the state and at the sanitarium, I think he would be a real helper and use good managing ability. At the sanitarium, you need help. There must be in the sanitarium a greater power of influence that will be constantly uplifting, constantly purifying from all cheapness, all commonness, and all frivolity. There should be in the sanitarium an education and a management that will encourage and strengthen the hands of all the friends of truth and leave a sweet, fragrant influence upon the minds and hearts of all who shall become connected with the institution. We must so labor and instruct that all the workers who go forth from the institution shall fully understand the ground on which their feet are planted. Christ is the pattern of what constitutes a medical missionary. The sanitarium is to do practical work in uplifting and making apparent, through its medical missionary work, the principles of Christianity. Its work is to be upward and onward. The light of the past and the present is to be collected and cherished in the soul temple, and then it will shine without and beyond. There must be a different atmosphere pervading the sanitarium. There must be a capable, dignified management of the youth who are being educated and trained for nurses. It must be manifest that God is molding and fashioning the teachers and the students. I am confident that Dr. Rand's influence and management will be good and helpful in laboring for the spiritual welfare of those connected with the institution, in maintaining a high and elevated standard of faithfulness and righteousness, and in helping to educate nurses and those fitting for the work of physician so that they will work in right lines and carry with them a decided influence when they go forth from the institution. You need help along these lines.